Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Broncos Youth Football Tennessee, hosted by Ron Word and
Coach Reggie Bradley, back in effect. Everybody, it's been a while, but now I'm back. Hope everybody's ready for some good youth football talk here in Tennessee.
All right. The boogeyman is back. He scares people on the football field. But we certainly appreciate you for listening in. You can call in. This is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 347-324-5643. That's 347-324-5643. Call in. We want to hear from you because we want to know where you are and what's going on in your section of the country, whether that's Big Ten, ACC. What are those other places, Reggie?
Ain't no other place other than SEC, so I don't know where you're going. That's all that matters, SEC. You know, you might talk about Pac-12 and, I don't know, OVC and all that garbage. You know, we just deal with SEC around here. That's all I can tell you.
Well, Pac-10, 12, whatever those numbers are, wherever you happen to be, we want to hear from you. Again, that call-in number is 347-324-5643. 347-324-5643. Call in. We want to hear from you. In the meantime, we're going to have the boogeyman bring you the news.
All right. This week here in the news, we're going to start off here. The story reads, technical foul, youth hoops coach allegedly shoots an opposing coach. Police in Philadelphia alleged Maurice Travers, 26, transformed a shouting match with the Bleacher Creatures into a one-sided shooting match on Saturday. Police has issued a warrant for Travers, who allegedly fired into the direction of the opposing coach after arguing with the spectator. Pistol Pete Maurice, that's what we call him now, coach of the team of the 14-6-year-olds. His five had the lead, but their opponents mounted a comeback,
we're gonna have to fire you too.
And you was complaining about
coupled with heckling may have led to the frustration that manifested itself in firing a weapon into a gym full of kids. He allegedly told a fan to shut up, which is not very nice. Not nice at all.
No, that's not nice. Telling the fan to shut up.
Remember, coaches, when someone in the peanut gallery yells shoot, they're speaking of basketballs, not bullets.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's the name? Pistol Pete?
Pistol Pete Maurice Travers.
From
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, man. And who
you know, you know what though? Philadelphia supposed to be the city of brotherly love.
Right.
It wasn't much love going down.
Who reported that, really?
Let's see here.
Where'd that come from?
And it comes from Daniel Flynn out of Philadelphia Gazette.
Out of the Philadelphia Gazette. So you know it's not nothing
Coach Fly just made up.
Man,
Coach Fly can't even write. So if he had it made up, you know, it'd been bad. He had to tell it to you face to face. All right, next story. This is reported by Channel 3, KATC.com. Story reads, details from both coaches about a fight in Youngsville Sports Complex. In Youngsville, Louisiana, the city of Youngsville says coach of the Brown Park Athletic softball team is banned for life from Youngsville Sports Complex. The team he coaches banned from the complex for a year after he allegedly punched an opposing softball coach Tuesday night. The fight broke out in a game between Brown Park under 16 girls softball team and the Cajun Crunchers, a softball team from Broward Youngsville Youth Organization. Youngsville police Ricky Bordeaux said several Brown players jumped on top of the BYA player when the coaches tried to intervene. A male Brown Park coach punched a female BYA coach in the face, breaking her nose in three places. Let's see here.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Reggie.
Yeah.
The male
coach from
punts the female coach.
Right. Right. The female coach from
about what was she? What was she doing?
She was trying to break up a fight.
She was gonna break up the fight.
She gonna break up the fight. See, what had happened was here's the rest of the story.
Okay,
as told by the BYA coach, the female that got her nose broke. She said she saw four girls punching and kicking her daughter. Said she pulled her down the ground by her hair and was kicking. So she jumped into the fight just to intervene, just to break it up. And just out of nowhere, she got punched by the male coach. Now, of course, this is how the story changes. Now, the other park says that when they saw the coach from the BYA organization jump in and start punching their girls, that's when the other coaches came in to try to break up the fight. Now, they also said there's a bunch of racial slurs going around and all that kind of stuff. And that's why the fight kicked off. You know, the male coach who actually was supposed to have punched this lady, he said he had left. He said he wasn't even there. And he instructed the team to not shake their hands because of all the insults that have been hurled around before the end of the game. So it's a case of he said, she said stuff, so you just don't know.
You just don't know.
But when it's all said and done, the BYA coach, he has been banned for life. The team has been banned for years. So assuming, you know, she was the one who got a nose broke also. So, you know, I think when it's all said and done, I think you really know what's going wrong.
But these softball coaches, man, they always talk about people. Always talk about football.
Well, hey, you know, you sports is very serious for some people, and you know they kind of lose sight of how to keep their composure and control. So that's what happened.
Well,
and for this week, that is the news to be told.
That's the news to be told. If there's news in your house, at area code 347-224-5643. Area code 347-324-5643. Hey,
we've great having a great day today. The entire group is in here in the studio.
We just from you.
3 for 7, 3 for 4, 5, 6, 4, 3. It's just about over, you know. That in the first couple of weeks, we still call it preseason, but all is about over with now. It's time to put up a shut up. You got 1 or 2 days to be the t-shirt off that we're going to strap it on and get ready. Are you ready?
That's right. You know those t-shirt off-stars got a couple of days. And after that, just like you said, you got to gear up and get with it. You know, the great thing about it this year is that the Broncos are in a new league. We're looking to park a new field.
Well, you know, with a new league, new rules, you know, new expectations, new challenges, I think we can handle it. I think it's going to be interesting. We're going to play a lot of teams that we're not used to playing. You know, you got to coach some different things. But football is football. You got to get with it.
Well, that's what they got to do. And right now, we're going to have Coach Fly, the cheapest coach ever.
Fly on the wall. He's going to talk today.
He's supposed to. He's supposed to be here. Where is he at? I know he's in the building.
Well, you know, I thought we were going to kind of upgrade our system this year and not let the riffraff have their way to talk.
Well, you know, Coach Fly is always riffraff. Where is he at? We're going to move.
What better upgrade? Now, he's supposed to perform. What's he doing?
I don't know. But we're going to move right on. Move right on to Coach Hughes Corner.
Coach Hughes Corner. Coach T, what you got going on this week?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, I actually know where Coach Clyde is. As some of y'all know, I'm a black belt, and Coach Fly asked, he called me yesterday to come out to one of his training sessions where he was having me, you know, teach some martial arts techniques to some of his football players.
Now, to the football players?
Yeah.
Why would the football players need to know the new
martial arts? He's just talking about cross-training. That's what he told me. Cross-training.
I think things going beyond the knees, the elbows, and feet, hand-to-hand training. You know, a little hand-to-hand combat is good in the trenches, something linemen, you know, because they got to get it right. But what? Why does the elbows and the knees come into play?
After the tackle, some of them, during the tackle, according to Coach Fly, he likes to play us to stay active. So don't have to ask him. I just, you know, he just asked me out.
Well, what happened to the other one? You told me you went to check the site last week and just saw a bunch of Balcor cases.
I saw the red boxes with the needles and sharp instruments, and I saw a bunch of them out there. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, the MMA style fighting works well in the no-locking zone. That's when the hands on and kicking the knees get started. That's when we get loose.
That's what we call it, the pit.
Everything going on in the pit. Eye gouging, fighting, jockstrap pulling, all that. Yeah, that's old school. You know, the one where they keep pulling and just let it pop back on.
Everything that Coach Fly has to say is not necessarily agreed upon by West Memphis Broncos unless it is the truth.
Well, what took me so long? I was having dinner with the player safety coach from yesterday. That's why it took me so long to get in.
Okay, you had dinner with the player safety coach?
Yeah, with player safety coaches, man.
I guess what would you call the guy that really doesn't make a difference. I didn't go to the meet, actually. I just went to dinner with him.
Yeah, that's because you don't care about saying coach. I told y'all last week, we like the old WWE family.
I think it was Eddie Guerrero.
You know, we lie, cheat, and steal. We're going to get the win any kind of way we can.
Once again, the comments by Coach Fly, not necessarily the comments of international football, unless it's the truth. I don't know about that one. Take it for you, watch more.
Yeah, that's right. His views and opinions are not the views of the West National Broncos or West National Youth Watch, unless they are the truth.
I will say this, his linemen look good, you know, especially his defensive linemen. They had to swim down, the rip down, then the throat punch. Seriously.
The throat punch.
Yeah, I don't know if I can use that or not, but you know, Coach Slack gets away with a lot. You know, I always see him speaking to the referees. As the referees walk out, I see him green in the pocket when he walks off.
Well, you know, also, you know, since we joined New League, I understand that's some different weight classes. Coach Fly, you got any thoughts about that?
Yeah, Coach Fly, man, I don't know what's going on with him today.
Really? I know he does some dudes this week, you know.
You know, he's on paper now.
And he can't do it. He's got to race it off and stuff, so you know, he's trying to keep it a little low key.
Well, not really, man.
You got to wait for El Chapo is sponsoring our league this year.
No, me and El Chapo, he's sponsoring my team this year,
so you know we're going to be black. You know, look good. Yeah, he's sponsoring my team this year.
Oh man, I tell you, Coach Slack, I don't know what to say about him, but I tell you, probably need to stay away from Coach Slack. I just don't know why. How come you guys been petitioning to get into my league? It's a non-sanctioned league, you know. It don't really matter what the league is, just give me the entry fee, and we can make more happen.
And that's just your coaching fee, probably about $5,000.
That'll get us started.
And where are you supposed to get that kind of money?
Bake sales, get fried, whatever you got to do, like I see some teams in the league. I don't know how you got to get it. Panhandle on the corner. I don't know. Just get it up.
Come on, you know all that.
Oh man, Carl, you know, like you said, he's with a chaplain, so hopefully he got his championship this year.
So I guess he'll be good to go.
Yeah, I guess he will be good to go. Good to go, Reggie.
You know, kind of a different subject. I was also reading the news this week, you know, and down in Miami. Go figure of all places. The big thing about recruiting, youth organizations, youth league recruiting players, you know, going, you know, they got players don't know where they're going to end up from year to year, you know. And I'm surprised that it's new.
Yeah, that's been going on forever, hasn't it?
Yeah,
as long as I've been in.
It's been going on for a long time, you know. They're talking about, you know, the ex-NFL players and stuff, they're in the league, doing what they're doing. I can help, but you know, as a community, you know, you think you had the parents who want to play with the same organization the whole time through. You know, we kind of build some friends and relationships like that, and then different teams, you know, trying to find that relationship ain't good. You know, you got that the parents chasing his dream. You know, you let the kid be a kid and play where he's at.
Well, I understand that. I thought I heard something about iPhone.
Right.
Tablets and computer. See, we don't do anything.
Well, one thing I was actually reading about, you know, they was paying the fees and giving some parents jobs. All it depends on how good the kid was. You know, you got, you think it's youth league. You know, you may have 2 or 3 years with them, and then they're gone. And, you know, like I always say, other than the people who's in the organization, who really cares at the end?
Well, I just don't know. Only thing I know is that maybe, you know, how word on the street gets around. There may be a guy rolling around in a red car.
That's the truth. Don't worry about it.
Is it any make and model on that car?
All I know is red, got a black top.
Yeah, all the kids I see in that car got on all black.
I don't know what that's about.
A lot of them are for Coach Black.
You know what? I think I did see him. He was actually the guy that drives that little red car. He was coming out the back
door the other day as I was pulling up those last complex the other day.
So, yeah, I think they may have something. Well, you know, you say if it was Coach Fly, you know how he operates. If the guy out there, the little red car man, pull up and has to play for his team, step away, back away, stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. But also, you know,
a little bit of a problem.
They show up, man. We play. This is how we roll. You know, you got the right age kids first. We'll play.
We're not playing none of your teams. Don't fly. That's for sure.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. Y'all a little bit slow for my taste, you know. Plus, y'all need to get the money on these sports grids. You in the wrong town. You need to be down in Miami, California, where they just bet that big money for every game, you know. They bet a little money around here. You know, they do bet the money. They don't get it twisted. You know, they bet around here, Ron. So you gotta watch out for the cats.
I heard a couple of games and this money's changed hands and pays rent and people got put out for. Some people got put out. They got put out. You know, so it happens everywhere.
But once again, like we said, we're going into a new season. Tomorrow is a big day. We started the 2015 season off looking for a competitive year, a fun year, looking for some championships. As you know, if you don't get no championships, you don't get the platinum whistle at the bank.
That's right. No platinum whistle at our fabulous Bronco Awards. Always at a major hotel. Five kids work hard all year. You know, they deserve more than a slice of pizza at CC's. We don't do that.
Well, I don't know now. CC's pizza is kind of good now, Ron. I think it's like a pizza. Can we have that bank with the
CC's
pizza at the championship table?
I don't know about the championship table. Matter of fact, speaking of the championship table, you know, you have a championship. You win a championship. At either that, you get a platinum whistle. You got the big word. Win a championship. Win a championship. Hey, well, they say your championship will become a rough game. Been there in a while. I didn't know platinum rough. I got a run up trophy. You know, we have a special bear there. Matter of fact, we were in the story, and I found another championship trophy.
No, actually, it might be mine. I left. I don't know how many ones I left. I didn't have enough room in the crib for no more. I didn't have that many stores.
But anyway, this is a call-in show. The call-in number is 347-224-5643. That's 347-224-5643. call them and talk to them and know what's going on in your As a matter of fact, down here in Middle Tennessee, it said earlier we're getting ready to kick off the year. We're looking forward to some new rains. And hopefully everything's going to be fine. Also, if you are coming on Monday, remember, it's t-shirts, shorts, and cleats. New players, if you don't have any cleats yet, you got to wear your tennis shoes. Same thing with cheerleaders, t-shirts, shorts, and tennis shoes. And if you got any jewelry, leave it at home.
No, wear that like prime time if you come to my practice.
Hey, Ron, I understand you know you're at the Titans facility for the conference. Give us a little insight what went down there.
Player safety is the highest priority we have as coaches. We were going over ways to apply the heads-up principles, not only tackling the block. We've got a caller on the line.
Who is it? Caller 7886. Yes, I was just calling in, listening to you guys. This call, Coach Hasselberner. I was just listening to some of the comments and subjects y'all had going on. I was just wanting to know, we've been talking about the barbershop talk. We just wanted to just get at this. Why is so much confrontation in youth football when you got so many people want to live behind the kids, but they actually don't know how to coach the kids?
Right. You know, I agree with that a little bit. You know, a lot of players, parents, they college, even with the NFL. But you got to remember, your child is different, you know. Just because you did something good, because you played the sport, don't mean you know how to relay it to the youth, you know. So you got to think of the kids. You know, Michael Jordan, best player ever. But you think he could be a coach? I think he would fail at it because what he did, he could do very easily. He couldn't translate to someone else to do. So, you know, of course, you know, parents, some parents don't live back there to their child, you know, and it's kind of a detriment to them. And like I said before, just because you played it, don't mean you can coach it. I agree.
Well, one of the things that I can say is that all parents, it seems, think their kid is all about the back and tip. But after having a double-digit years, I first started coaching football in 1978 when my kids turned five, so I had an opportunity to look and evaluate a lot of kids. Parents need to leave the evaluation up to the coaches. Matter of fact, most Bronco coaches have at least 15 years of experience. And that's just the time they spent being a Bronco coach. So the thing is that just because little Timmy is the apple of your eye doesn't mean that he's the best kid for a particular position.
You know, and also, you know, I know a lot of people just say that my child is fast, all right? Yeah, your child may be fast, but he's small. And if he's fast and small and can't take a hit, then he's not a running back or a quarterback. You know, just because he can run fast doesn't make him a football player. Just because he's big don't make him a football player. You know, my child is twice as fast he should be. But if your child is not aggressive, he's not going to be a good football player. So don't force something there.
Then another thing, I think the caller said something about not being able to coach the kids. One thing is some of these coaches, for lack of a better word, some of these coaches don't do what's necessary to become better coaches. So year in, year out, they're the same level. And you know, they don't learn anything. So their football IQ is starts off low, you know what I'm saying? So they don't know, one, they don't know how. A lot of them are using, you know, antiquated techniques in coaching. And a lot of them are using, you know, basically stuff that just doesn't work, you know? So you gotta, as a parent, when you're looking at going to a program, you really need to consider what type of coaches are, you know, associated with the program. Whether they're going to different clinics, you know, and some coaches, you know, speak. Some of our coaches actually speak at different clinics. So you got to consider that when you're looking at a program. You can't just, you know, sign it. I mean, you can damage a kid for life by not doing your homework and not actually considering taking these things into consideration when you're considering what program to take your kids to.
Right. Yeah. I mean, coaching is just like life. You know, every day you learn something new. You can't assume that you know everything it is about anything if you're not constantly, like I said, going to a clinic, picking up a book, going online, learning a new way to do something you already been doing, you know, because, you know, a lot of stuff we did as coaches starting out 10, 15 years ago, unnecessary, illegal, you know, it just don't work. And if you limit yourself like that, you will never grow, and you will never make a better coach. You know, like you said, you're stuck at the level you was at when you first started. If you're stuck at the level you first started, it's a detriment to you, your team, and the kids. But you always got to strive to be better.
So basically, some coaches just went out of talent.
Right. And talent only so far. Talent will never win you a championship.
Never win you a championship.
You know, you got to learn some techniques. You got to learn some skills. You got to learn how to teach a child to do something better than what they started out. You know, if you're just going on talent, when it's going to get a little tough, you know, and quit and fall out of the situation. Keep on going.
Yeah, you do. You're absolutely right, Reg. You got to keep on going. Plug away at it. Get some things done. Now,
tomorrow is going to be a big day
because you only have 2 weeks to prepare for the jamboree. And that's going to be, you know, that's big. As far as the last week we were in, we had a little bit of time. But now we only have 14, 15 days until the jamboree.
Right.
And it's time to get going. So coaches have to prepare a little bit faster. Move your practices a little bit faster.
If I could just go back a little bit to where you were talking about coaches and coaches education. One of the things you got to do is that if you are going to get better at your craft, you've got to attend a clinic, you've got to study, use the internet, books, everything that Coach Reggie has said. And one of the things I want to emphasize is that has always been a priority of the West Nashville Broncos coaching staff. As a matter of fact, we've attended clinics as far away as Las Vegas, Dallas, New Orleans, Atlanta. Where else have we been? I can't think of all the places. Pretty much wherever we can go to learn and get better at our craft, then we're going to be there. And that's one thing about it. If you're a coach,
is constantly trying to get better, then your player, your kid, is going to be taught the latest technique and is going to get better also.
Exactly, exactly. So, like the call, just going back to the original question of the call, you know, if the coach don't know what he's doing, coach know what he's doing, find your new team. As simple as that, you know. And if an organization lets that coach stay around, then the organization, you know, find the organization, you know. Because you're only good as your weakest link. And that's just how it goes down.
Absolutely.
All right.
I agree 100%. Next, we're going to have a Coach Q's Corner coming up.
Incorporating a lot of hand techniques with my line this year. I did talk to my line coach. You know,
I think so. You talk to your sensei. I talk to my sensei.
My line coach. You know, my line coach is you know the caveman. You know, my big brother. I talked to him. He's my line coach. So we talked about, you know, really incorporating some hand techniques this year with our linemen. We also are going to do a lot of different techniques. You know, we're going to step up the pulls and some traps this year, I think. I think we're going to start doing a bit more of that this year.
Well, what about the throat punch? Are you going to put the throat punch in?
I'm going to try to see maybe like a underhand uppercut type of throat punch. Maybe that'll be if you know, you go to grab the shoulder pad and the hand just slipped just a little bit. Maybe.
I got you.
So, you know.
Well, Coach, you're coming off a championship year. Y'all did pretty good last year, correct?
Yeah, we did pretty good. Yeah,
but you know, now we're playing a couple of organizations that we haven't had a chance to play.
Right.
So, what are we looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, it kind of takes me back a few years where, you know, because when you're playing the same team, you kind of get to know their tendencies. You know, you get their tendencies,
right?
Ways they like to, the type of offense, the type of things they're going to run. So this kind of takes me back to, you know, years ago when we had to get out and do a lot of scouting. So I'm looking forward to doing some scouting this year. I got me a brand new video camera. I'm not going to even use my phone. I'm going to use video camera this year. So I'm going to do quite a bit of scouting and try to, you know, look for every kink in their armor I can find and exploit all, you know, every weakness. We're going to,
you know, myself, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back to playing board. You know, because, you know, I grew up back in 75, 78. That year, I played for the oldest grocery, Lions of Fair, they played for the Green Machine, you know, for a little bit.
Bengals and, country gentleman left.
Right. So it's going to be like a little homecoming in my mind. Right. I'm going back to the first organization I ever played for, you know.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to playing Florida. Plus, you know, with the proximity to the organization, it's a good, I think it has the potential to be a, you know, a cross bridge battle, you know.
Right.
I think it'll be a big turnout. They have a very organization. A lot of good coaches. We've on the scrimmage from time to time.
Right.
And, you know, all the scrimmages have always been very competitive, you know. little back and forth.
Right.
So I've been looking forward to a good hour-long game.
We actually scrimmaged them this last season. And have some differences of opinion, but the differences come from, you know, parent to coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the coach kind of kept things in perspective because one of the Bordeaux parents was talking about, you know, they thought they did fairly good against us, but we explained to them, for one, I mean, you don't get 30 downs a series.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, So we were looking at our defense and, you know, plugging different players in to see, you know, where players could get in time.
Scrimmage from a coach. Apparently, scrimmages, this is another game to win or lose.
Right.
Even though you get, I give you 20 plays, you give me 20 plays, and whatever happens to break down is, all they know is, and that amount of plays,
doesn't really look at it as a teaching aspect that coaches do.
Right.
Yeah.
All they look at is the long run doing the scrimmage five or six times.
Who had the long run? Who had the big hit? All that kind of stuff.
Right.
Also, another team we're playing is Brentwood. You know, Brentwood Blaze, you know, very good organization, been around for a long time. I know they've kind of been known for throwing the ball around a little bit. So, what do you think about the pass defense? Step on that a little bit.
Well, I remember years back, we were playing, I forgot what team it was, but they were known for passing. And we ran into them. We did pretty good, actually. We ended up beating them, I think, by maybe 14. But the thing was, about a week later, they ended up playing a different organization.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those coaches had a kid on his own team. So when he went Monday after those two organizations played to pick up his kid from school,
right,
they noticed that one of the quarterback actually from the team, you know, played us and then played him.
Right.
Where, you know, he went to that school, but he wasn't in the same grade as the kid. So he was actually quite a few years older than all of our players. So,
right.
Yeah. But yeah, we tend to do pretty good against the pass. You know, especially if we have scouted you and get your tendency.
And then, you know, we don't bring it up. A lot of you coaches, you know, I just say we as youth coaches and the teams I've played and I've coached against and coached with, we don't really, in my mind, take enough time to pass defense or pass offense for that matter, you know. And then when you play those teams that do take a lot of time, sometimes kids are lost, you know.
Right.
But so I'm looking forward to this year because I think we're playing a few positions who do a lot of passing. So, you know, which forces the coaches to, you know, to broaden minds and open up everything. Because if you get passed on, you can pass, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, it kind of forces you to broaden your palate, you know, use more of your coaching technique, coaching skills, go to your books. You know, you make – it don't have to be an exotic defense, but it could be something that no one's seen. Or, you know, and also, I can say no one's seen, something that the kid ain't seen. Because when it comes down to it, when your kids line up, you can't get the kid on the side of the field. If defense can fool the kid, you're doing good. You're not worried about trying to fool the coach.
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure they can't execute. Yeah, the coach can't execute, and I'm sure the coach has already seen it somewhere before. But it's too late because the kid's on the field. They're having to execute. You know what I'm saying? So. That's one thing. Now, also, we're playing Murner this year.
Yeah.
You know, Murner's a good strong program. A lot of teams.
But we can't go scout Bordeaux already. I think they call it the Nashville Eagles now. It's no longer. Yeah, I think it's no longer. But we can go scout those guys early August 1st at the Smyrna Bowl. The triple C coaches. I think you guys want to go out there and scout them. They're going to be Dip, Dole, and the Pee Wee. We'll be playing out the Smyrna Bowl August 1st. So we can get a crack at seeing them first.
The Nashville Eagles are in Tampa too?
So there's no Bordeaux? No, Bordeaux is still Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we won't get to see Bordeaux then.
Okay.
So what are some of the teams we're playing in the league? Franklin, Brentwood Blaze, Rutherford County, Crimson Tide, Cascade, Seagull, Blackman, Jefferson Street Bills. Oakland.
Will we see the Bills? We probably won't see the Bills because I thought they only field a double team.
Well, I think they only field a double team, but who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, you know, anyway, you know, like I said, there's going to be a new challenge. I don't even know who they are, so I'm looking forward to getting down with a lot of splits. A lot of hurt feelings out there, you know, but the only thing constantly is this to be expected. I wouldn't expect this much change, but you know, that's par for the course, you know. So it happens, but so you said the Jefferson Street Bills?
Yeah, they've been on my list for a while. I may drop down and coach doubles, as of today we kind of got an opening at the doubles level for coach, so I don't know.
Okay, I have all the members here. The Bills, Steelers, Brentwood Blaze, Hendersonville Titans, Murfreesboro Warriors, Seagull Stars, Blackman Blaze, Cascade, Jefferson Street Bills, Noblesville Panthers, Springfield Hawks, Bordeaux Eagles, Franklin Cowboys, Mountain View Bears, Oakland Patriots, Rutherford County Crimson Tide, North West Nashville Broncos.
Wow, that's a lot of teams, but a lot of travel. I don't know if it's good or bad. It's travel, a lot of teams kind of walk. Yeah, but you know, we travel well.
Like, I mean, we basically travel from Kentucky to Alabama. You know, especially that year when we had to go to Bowling Green, and then we turned around and had to go to Maury County the next week following Bowling Green. So we kind of tend to travel well, so I don't think that'll be any type of letdown.
Well, I look at it like we definitely have to coach better because I can't drive 3 or 4 miles and get a butt
drive. No, because that's a long ride back.
That's a long ride back. Then you have a couple of games where you ain't been doing well. Next thing you know, you got to go away somewhere. Then you can't feel the team. Everybody trying to drop out. So. It's gonna be interesting. I think everything's gonna be real good. You know, everything's gonna be real good. And now Bellevue, that's a team we had a couple of teams a couple of times. You know, Bellevue's fairly close to our park and our organization. You know, that'll be good playing them. We got a couple of coaches who started out with us. Nashville's over at Bellevue, doing well. You know, so that should be a good game.
Yeah, we actually did. They were in our former league for a while, so we saw them every now and again, you know, in the past. But we tend to do well against them. Yeah.
Right. Now, I know last year, I remember the Triple A's scrimmaging Bellevue in the bowl game. It didn't, huh?
5 years ago.
Was it five years ago? You kidding me?
Might be seven.
Yeah, that's K-Dub. The coach, yeah. Well, what I remember was it didn't go well that day.
We call that an asterisk game. We got to put an asterisk by that one. You know, they threw out some rules.
That's never good. So, but you know, so the Sonetics, they can redeem themselves 5 years later. Because hey, we do call it the Oscar game, but
we call it the Astro game.
It happens sometimes. You know, that's a life lesson.
Well, I did get a new. Well, I did. I went through. I did a search for new recipes. So I got a recipe for just about all these new organizations this year. So I am looking forward.
Hey, we have minute to cut you off, Q. I'm hearing a caller saying hello. Hello, caller 3817.
Hello.
Gotta speak up loud. We can hear you.
All right.
So once again, this is Broncos football talk. Come to you every Sunday at 5:30. An hour long show. You call in, get to us. You can listen to us. Get us on any phone system. Call-in number is 347-324-5643. Call in any question you got, and we'll try our best to answer it. And if we don't answer the question, your question was stupid. No, I'm just kidding. Don't say that.
Hello.
If we can answer your question, we will research it and have an answer for you the next week. We want to hear from you here.
Hello.
All right. So, what do you think about the going back to the league again? These teams. Who do you think has a chance to be the potential outplay?
Yeah, I know Brentwood. Like you said, they tend to be disciplined. They tend to be coached fairly well.
Right.
I've heard good things about Oakland and there's about one or two other teams that I can't think of off the top of my head.
Right. Yeah. You know, with those counties, with those what I call them, county organizations. You know, they should be pretty strong, you know, because they got a little feedback going. I think we got a hammer. Yeah, those counties, you know, they'd be a little strong, but you got so many kids in the same organization, which makes it a little easier for the coaches, you know, to weed out the really good players. You know, let me some of the teams that much stronger. The city team, same way, you know, with a greater number of people in the small area. Have very good teams now. I think, like West Nashville and the Jeffersonville, Bordeaux, like that, you know, everyone's gonna spread out. I think you gotta coach just a little bit better. You're gonna have a small pool with your kids.
Yeah, I've always said a lot of times numbers can make an organization, you know, if you've got. And it's been my experience, out of about 20 kids, you may get five that are, you know, athletes. And then out of that five, you may get two actual football players, you know.
Right.
So if you got 20 kids, but you take that 20 kids and you multiply it by five, and you got 100 kids at each age level, I mean, it should be pretty easy to fill the team full of athletes, and then have those teams full of football players.
Right. And with that also, you got to think about, you know, feeding team. You can't have all your kids. Say you 7 and 8, you can't have all your kids be 8. You got some decent 7. You know, you got to kind of feed your team. You know, you got to have somebody come behind.
Right.
You know, but like I said, it's going to be good.
Hey, y'all come back over here.
Teams like, say, the Oakland and Cascade. Never heard of those teams. Well, I heard of Oakland. I never heard of Cascade. I don't even know where that's coming from. You said Siegel?
Siegel Stars.
The Siegel Stars, you know. I'm kind of just interested to see what they do, because I know a lot of those teams, you know, they go from youth to the middle school to the high school, all the same kids, same players.
Yeah, they do. And they tend to do well when they go to different levels, middle school, high school, whatnot. A couple of them turn into Division I players, and some of them do well there. So it should be some good competition.
Right. You know, I know West Nash, we tried to do it, you know. We send our kids to Pearl, and then, you know, some of the ABC schools out there, some of the private schools and that kind of stuff, which is good. Because, you know, I think if they playing it with the same people, some of the same skills, each year they should get bigger and better, and you can put a little bit more on their plate. You know, I know we run the double wing from the 5 to 12. So by the time they 12, you know, they should know all the repertoire on the double wing should be vast, you know. So, and just like those organizations who feed it all through the high schools and stuff like that, the Seagulls and Oaklands, and they we better do that too, you know.
Yeah, because I think a spread read option type of deal. They do well. But actually, they look real good on Friday nights, most Friday nights.
Right. So it's going to be good. Once again, this is West National Youth Sports Football Talk. Calling number is 347-324-5643. Call in with any question you have.
And we know some of y'all like calling in and just listening, but you can talk to.
Tell him 38. He's been yelling hello.
You can talk to. We have a call on the line. 3817. Who do we have?
This is Jimmy. It's Jimmy. Hello. You there?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I've listened to your program many times, but this is the first time I called in. One thing I want to tell you guys, just in case you didn't know, you know how they tell you need to cut your phone down sometime on some of the other radio stations?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to probably cut your monitors down because you're feeding back.
Okay, we can take it into consideration.
Maybe it's your fault.
Who's your producer and your board man? He needs to take care of that.
That will be one word soon.
And so forth. But the question that I have is that, what did you think about having so many youth football organizations throughout Davidson County? There just seems to be a lot of them. What do you think about that? Do you think
that means
it's good, or do you think it's bad?
You know, I just mean there's a lot of interest. You know, there's a lot of people moving into Nashville and stuff in the metro area. And there's a lot of interest in football. You know, people are saying that the youth football is on the downturn with all the concussion concerns and stuff. But it's kind of, I mean, some has went away. You know, you have lots of percentage, but now it's coming back. You know, you have doctors actually doing studies on the situation. Youth football is less concussion than soccer, and I think people, once they got over the initial scare, they are starting to come back to the sport they all love. You know, we run out of time right now. We're gonna be here next week at this time, 5:30 to 6:30, with a little more Bronco football. Hope you can join us next week, and again, let's get it.